is Purim behind us last week, we are now entering into the period of preparation for the Chag, the holiday of Pesach. And of course, Pesach is something that requires tremendous work, expense, preparation, both in regards to cooking and cleaning, learning the halachos, getting the kitchen ready. And we know the Gemara tells us, in Maseches Pesachim and other places as well, that this is not just something that takes place in the kitchen, but that Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag, 30 days before the holiday of Pesach, Sholin V'Dorshin B'Nyonei HaChag, the Rav, the rabbi of the community, is Sholin V'Dorshin, he asks questions, and he is Doresh on the laws of Pesach. And that takes place, of course, as the Mishnah Berurah says, even from Purim. At that point, the calendar essentially flips over and we start to prepare for the Chag of Pesach. There's a discussion of the Rishonim about this halacha of Sho'el and Vidorshin, of asking and being Doresh on the laws of Pesach. Is this something that only applies to Pesach, or is it something that applies to all the Chagim? Now, with all the Chagim, there is a demand of beginning 30 days beforehand to be Doresh to the Halachos. And many Rishonim and Achronim, the Gra among them, they believe that this is a universal din, something that every Chag demands, to start learning to be Doresh to the Halachos beforehand. Remember that in the time of Chazal and the time of the Rishonim, the Acharonim, we didn't have the wealth of halachic literature that we have today. Of course, the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan and all the English Svarim and many others. So the responsibility, the onus, fell on the shoulders of the Rav to be Doresh the halachos beforehand. And that would apply, according to many people, to every Chag, to every day. And there's a question, would that be true by Hanukkah? Would that be true by Purim? Would that be true by Yom Kippur? But the essential mindset of those Rishonim is that, yes, it's a universal din that applies to all Chagim. And there are other Rishonim that believe, no, this is only a unique din to Pesach. Pesach, with its laws of the Isurim of Chametz, the preparation of the Matzah, Hagolas Kalim, and on, generates a unique din of being Doresh to Halachos beforehand. And of course we know not only are the Halachos more vast, but the stakes are higher when it comes to Pesach because of the presence of Chametz as being an Isser Kares. Therefore the laws only apply to Pesach and not to anything else. And as far as the other Chagim, that would seem to be covered by what the Gemara tells us at the end of Maseches Megillah and other places as well, that for the Chagim, we Doresh the Halachos, we learn the Halachos on the Chag itself. The Gemara seems to say that when's the right time to learn the laws of Sukkot? On Sukkot. When's the right time to learn the laws of Shavuos, so that there are really no unique Halachos to Shavuos? That'd be on Shavuos itself, and on, but only Pesach generates this unique din of Shloshim Yom, 30 days, is the appropriate time for being Shoel V'Doresh to Halachos. And that seems to be our practice nowadays, that both in regards to the Ravs, Shabbos HaGadol Drasham, and other Shiurim and other Halachic awareness, this seems to be a din that is unique to the laws of Pesach. So there's a fascinating question, or at least what I found was fascinating. And by the way, the siman that discusses this is the very first siman on the laws of Pesach, found at the beginning of the fifth volume of Shulchan Aruch, siman Tav Chaf Tes, 429. There's a question that's discussed, and if a person wants to see the clearest place of the literature on this topic, the Bir Halacha at the beginning of Siman Tav Chaf Tes, of what is the right girsa of the Gemara. The girsa that we have is Shoalin Vidorshin. We ask and we're Doresh. But the girsa that the Rif has is not Shoalin Vidorshin, ask questions and we're Doresh Halachos, but just Shoalin, just that we ask 30 days beforehand. And some of the Rishonim commenting on this Rif, they said it really amounts to the same thing. It means that the Rav is supposed to be Doresh, supposed to learn the Halachos 30 days beforehand. The Ran, however, has a different understanding of the Rif based on the Rif's Girsa, and that's namely the following. That there's such a concept called Shoel the Inyano, that you're supposed to ask somebody a question on the Inyan of what they're learning, or on the Inyan, the topic of the day. You're not supposed to go to someone to try to stump them, to make them seem foolish, asking them some archaic question that is either not relevant or not something that we would assume that even a great Rav would know. You're supposed to be Shoel b'inyano, ask a question based on the relevance of the time. And the Ran said that the Pshat in the Girsa of the Rif is Sholin, Shloshim Yom Sholin, namely that within 30 days before Pesach, it is appropriate and it's okay to ask the Rav questions of Pesach. To ask him 8 months before Pesach about which counters need to be kashered and which products are okay for Pesach, perhaps that's asking too much and just placing the Rav in a position to look foolish. But any time within 30 days before that point, so therefore it is completely appropriate to ask all and any question. And of course, if the Rav or the Rabbi does not know the answer, hopefully they will say so, and they will get back to the person, get back to the person who is inquiring about a question. Now, on a separate note, the Gemara does tell us that it's the responsibility of a Talmid Chacham that the Torah be shagur b'piv, namely that it's something that's very much on his lips. That Talmid Chacham should know everything and be able to answer any questions. I remember my brother once pointing out that he was learning in the Aguda in Baltimore in Park Heights, and the Rav of the Aguda, who is the Rav Machshir of the Star K, a very big Talmid Chacham named Rav Heinemann, was walking through the Beis Medrash on the way to his office, and somebody in the middle of learning, probably Maseches Chulin, just turned around and asked Rav Heinemann a very, at least to what us, would seem to be a very obscure question about Kisui Hadam, about covering the blood of an animal after it's been shechted. And Rav Heinemann, without even blinking an eye, gave a very clear, detailed answer about something that there's no doubt he was not learning at the time. But it shows, again, the great breadth, the great depth of learning, great knowledge of learning of a true Talmid Chacham, and that's something that I've observed for many years being around Rav Shechter, Rabbi Rudinsky, and others like that. The question is posed as to why 30 days. What's the significance of 30 days before Pesach? Again, we mentioned the Girsa of Ari Gemara, Shoel v'Dorshin, we have questions, the Rav Doresh. We mentioned is that a din in Pesach or all Chagim, that's Machlokes Rishonim. We mentioned the Girsa of the Rif, that just means that during that period of time, it's appropriate to ask the Rav questions about Pesach or perhaps other holidays as well. But why 30 days? What exactly is the significance of 30 days? So the Pashtos would seem to be that 30 days is an arbitrary number. There are a lot of halachos. We choose 30 days beforehand because that seems to be an arbitrary number of how much time is needed in preparation. It's after Purim, et cetera, et cetera. But there seem to be indications that it's more than just an arbitrary number. For instance, the Mishnah Berurah tells us later on in Hilchos Pesach that from 30 days beforehand, a person should be careful with chametz, where they bring Cheerios, where they bring chametz. They shouldn't handle chametz in an absent-minded or irresponsible way. And more so, the Gemara tells us towards the beginning of Pesachim and brought down in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Pedikos Chametz of at what point does a person who's traveling before Pesach, when is he obligated to do Bdikas Chametz? If a person is leaving for Florida 3 weeks before Pesach, does he have to do Bedikas Chametz or not? The din of Yotze B'Shayara, the person who goes out on a caravan or on a boat. And of course, we know the halacha is that if a person leaves within 30 days for Pesach, they have to do Bedikas Chametz, albeit without a bracha. If a person leaves before 30 days for Pesach, they're not required to say a bracha. Now, it seems to be the case in both of those halachos that 30 days is not just the number that a person needs in order to prepare for the laws of Pesach, but that already, starting from 30 days before the Chag of Pesach and perhaps other times as well, there's already a chalov, there's already some existence of, in some small way, the Kedusha Sachag, the significance of the Chag. And therefore, it's not just a number, this is how long you prepare, but already there's, the right word is not a remnant, but there's already a chalos, there's already some quasi-status of the Kedusha Sachag, the sanctity of the holiday, and that's felt 30 days beforehand. And as such, that's when we start learning the halachos, start asking the questions, we start being more careful about chametz use. That's when we do Bedikas Chametz, because again, Kedusha is not something that only begins and ends definitively on the days demarcated by the Torah, but it exists beforehand, and in many ways it exists afterwards also. The very nature of Hashlumin, that the carbon can be brought after the holiday, which of course means that we don't say Tachnun for those days of Tashlumin, also indicates that the sanctity of the holiday begins beforehand, and the vestiges, the remnants of the sanctity still fell afterwards as well. So hopefully we already are beginning to be in that spirit of Kedushas HaChag, to prepare properly, to ask the right questions, and to experience the joy of the festivals that we have been so blessed with. Thank you.